about vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Congress now has more time to complete its work on its annual spending bills. Uh-huh. This legislation was necessary because Congress failed in its most basic responsibility, and that is to raise taxes on the American people.
Oh, I see.
By working together, we can keep even more money out of your paychecks.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike
welcome.
Show.
I believe we may have edited that tape.
What?
I think so.
Hello!
Are you high?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
So good.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
I'm in Seattle, Washington, listening to you guys off my car stereo through my laptop computer.
That's wonderful.
Cool.
Wow. Way to use technology to get the show.
Very cool.
I've got a little thing called iRock that plugs into the headphone jack and broadcasts through my car stereo.
That's pretty sophisticated. I don't think anybody around here has done that.
Especially for a guy from Spokane.
So you have your laptop in your car, and where are you getting? Where are you? So you just whose signal are you using as you're driving around?
Yeah.
Getting service. Well, you just have a wireless card in your laptop.
I have the wireless card, the Sprint wireless card, but the signal comes through the iRock piece that plugs into the headphone jack, and it has four little settings on it of different low end radio stations FM signals.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, a little. So you're not downloading it off the internet.
Yeah, I'm on the internet.
Okay, so and now whose Wi-Fi are you using? Is it the city?
That was my question.
Is it the city's?
That's a Sprint. Sprint Air Card.
I see. Okay, so Sprint provides the Wi-Fi for you.
So you can get a Wi-Fi signal as you're cruising along in your car.
Well, yeah, as long as I have cell phone service, as long as I'm in an area that has coverage, it's just an extra line on my cell phone.
How's the audio quality?
Right. It's great. It's coming through my stereo on an FM station.
Nice. Yeah, I would guess if you were in front of your house or in front of somebody's house with a Wi-Fi and you had your laptop, you could in essence listen to the show through your computer speaker. In your computer.
I always thought you had to have the capability to be kind of stationary to get that Wi-Fi signal and that you couldn't do it. Now the iRock is a unit that's used to play iTunes through your car through a little tiny little FM transmitter that you know everybody's got those, but
it's got a little 1/8-inch plug on it that plugs into the headphone jack.
Very, very cool.
A lot of cars have an auxiliary input now. You can plug your laptop directly into that. Is very cool.
All right, thank you for the call.
I'm in an older Suburban. I don't have that, so
still works.
But I got to tell you something about thank you, my friend, about technology and Microsoft and Seattle. Yesterday I was saying I was the golden boy because I had overnighted my Xbox that has the red light of death and sent it back to have it refurbished.
The golden boy.
Right, and I was thrilled that Janet called yesterday and said they didn't send it to my brother.
Right.
They sent it to my house and they sent it overnight delivery.
Already repaired.
No, as it turns out, they sent the same one back.
Huh? Why?
Because I didn't put the hard drive in with it.
Oh. So you weren't the golden boy.
No, I'm not the golden
boy.
So
you may have to wait the 2 months that the guy said
Pixie
to get that thing.
Although I still
Pixie.
I still got a wonder because I got their attention by spending the $12 to send it overnight to them. Mm-hmm. They got it and realized and I felt like a total dick.
You're the lead boy.
Lead boy.
Lead boy.
Well, you're light years ahead of me.
There better be no children that lick me today.
That's right. I'm full of lead.
Because I'm like, only today. I am like a toy from China today.
And for God's sakes, don't eat the flecks of you. The flecks of skin that does slough off of you. You don't want that to happen at all.
My dead skin. So I don't got nothing over on anybody. They just sent me back the Xbox with a note that said, hey, tool, where's the hard drive that goes with this thing?
Well, you've got 40 extra channels, right?
Are you talking about DirecTV?
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out on that.
Thank you.
I'm going to help you out on that.
Good. All right.
I'm going to help Mike out here in a couple of ways in this break.
All right.
First, I got something just for you, Mike.
Because I did call. I just want to tell you, I did do everything. I got the number that you gave me last night, called that number, and got back into the system again.
You got dicked around?
And it's still continuing to get dicked around.
Mm. All right, well, here's how we fix this right now.
Ordered everything, incidentally.
Oh, good for you.
I ordered everything.
And when is the installation date?
Here's the just to bring you up to speed on the conversation I have. I sat there and I did everything about, hey, you know, I got some options here. I need to get this right away. And I said, all right, my number one concern is that you put it in quickly, that you do an expedite on the install. I need the install yesterday. Mm-hmm. I need the install as fast as possible. Well, how soon do you? I said, what I meant yesterday. Yeah, put it in today. Put it in tomorrow. But I want to see my Red Sox playoff game on the TBS high definition, which is the new package from DirecTV. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. I wanted to see that. They said, first conversation, couldn't get by this one. Well, we have to process the order first before we can give you a date. I said, can't you at least just give me an idea whether there's availability? No, sir. You have to process the order before we can give you a date. So finally, I'm like,
okay, we're going to cut to the quick here.
Mm-hmm. I get the order processed, and then she comes back. She said, a week from this Friday.
We need. Well, that's not bad.
It's not bad it was under normal circumstances, and because I'm late to the party, and because I can't really, many times in my life, I just can't do the 45 minutes on hold.
Listen,
have to wait.
Right. We need a DirecTV guy.
An installer.
In the Northern Virginia area. Call us or send us an email. If you can come to Mike's house tomorrow, he needs the brand new dish.
Right.
And he needs the brand new box.
Now, I've ordered it, so if they're a regular certified installer, they can check my records, and I'm already, right. You know, the order's already been processed, so I've already paid for the stuff.
There's a tech guy out there listening right now who's driving around with a truck full of exactly the items that you need.
And all he has to do is, like, contact DirecTV, and I'm in the system, and I'm already, I've already paid for it.
Don't even worry about being in the system.
I can always cancel,
right.
I suppose.
We're going to circumvent the system
all
right,
right
now.
All right, that's fine.
Right now, we're putting out the alarm. Hell, I would do. This is a TV emergency.
TV emergency, and you've been telling me for how long? How many months have you had your thing installed?
6 months.
6 months. And I've been saying, I'm going to get around to it. And the reason I don't get around to it is because of the half hour, 45 minutes, and then the absolute inability to make even human contact with the people that install this stuff.
You just explain this. I can do it in 30 seconds.
All right, go ahead. Thank you for the help, too.
DirecTV has been running ads saying that they have new high-def channels.
Right.
One of the new high-def channels is the channel that will show the Red Sox game tomorrow night. Mike has a high-def TV. He doesn't have the box or the dish that brings him this channel that before was not available in high definition.
Exactly.
So we need a guy who works for DirecTV who wants to meet Mike O'Mara.
You know.
And Mike,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I do laugh.
This is
how are you? I'll come to the door in a smoking jacket.
If it was me, this is what I would say about me.
I know.
Come on out.
Can I go a step further? And you're probably going to say I don't need to do this. But if a guy can do this, there might be a little something extra in his envelope, too.
Yeah, all right? Well, nice. Mike, that has to.
I'll spiff the guy.
That goes without saying.
Absolutely.
Autograph picture?
one of my special new pens.
But what you really need is a guy who will show up at your house tomorrow, install the dish. Why? What did Rob Spiewak?
Treat me nice and get two free appetizers.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Oh, my God. I'm just going crazy. And, I the urgency is now that it's going to be on that channel, TBS, and I'm really kind of going crazy. So I appreciate the help. I really do.
So, really, if there's a DirecTV guy out there.
Northern Virginia.
Because Mike's just not good at doing this. No offense, Mike, the way that I am.
Don, I am, though. I am. I'm just, I haven't been successful. And
no,
I know you and Rob have both been very successful.
I'm talking about, like, right now.
Oh, right now on the air.
Right now on the air. What you want to do is just make that. Listen, this man cannot watch the Red Sox in low def.
No, I cannot.
Don't make
him. He can't.
It's the playoffs, for God's sake.
Is there a DirecTV guy out there that would like the chance to go through the things in Mike's house?
not sure I like that solicit, but whatever gets it done.
Listen, if it gets a guy out there,
right?
Because I know there's a guy driving around out there who's got the equipment that you need.
They're all over the place. You see the trucks all over the place.
And you don't need it hooked up at this point to every TV in your house, right?
No.
You need it just for
one
TV.
Here's the thing. You hook it up. I mean, it's everything's wired.
It's already set.
Everything's on. I've got DirecTV.
Just the box.
All the cable's been run to every TV.
Do you have the new dish?
I don't have the new dish. What I'm saying is I need the new dish and the new boxes. But I mean, it's going to go in the same spot. So all you've got cables. You just put the little square box that goes on the back, and then you put it into the new receiver.
You just need to get a DirecTV guy.
And, I mean,
guy.
All he has to do is install the dish and put the new receivers in. That's it. That is not – because all of my – you know, my whole house is already wired for DirecTV. It's not like they're using different cable, right?
Right,
they're
right.
Using, they're using a different dish, but they're not using different cable.
In theory, it's going to take them a little longer than just like a plug and play.
Well, of course, because the dish has to be mounted, and the dish has to be, you have to use a meter to get the dish
right.
You got to get the new satellites. But other than that, as far as the actual boxes themselves,
not a big deal.
You just screw it in with the extra little box on it, and you're done, and you're good to go.
Can somebody help this man?
Yeah. Please help me.
Come on.
I've never implored our listeners. Implored our listeners to do this before.
You know, I would like. Where's that sad sack music? You know that disc
that
has those.
Is
three
that cuts? What's troubling you, Bunky?
Oh, no, I get it for you.
Are you saying you don't have the proper channels in high def? Is that what's bothering you, baby?
There we go. All right, Mike.
All right.
Now we need a guy from DirecTV. Uh-huh. Mike won't say this, but he will tip very generously.
I certainly will.
He always does.
So I'll tell you about Mike O'Mara.
I'm naked without cash.
He's an alcoholic.
Yes, I am.
Can't keep a relationship worth S.
Hey, I've had this girl for... Oh, go ahead. All right. 4 years, though. Come on.
Do you want the DirecTV
All right,
guy
go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
TV.
I know it's making me pathetic. Go ahead. Go.
This is the story of Mike. He has sleep apnea.
I do.
He has to wear a goddamn oxygen mask.
Yeah, but I don't do it all the time.
You just have to be quiet now.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to help you.
All right, go ahead.
He's helping you.
I'll shut up.
This is the story of Mike. Mike had to wear some sort of sexual device to help him with his girlfriend. Mike had some dude show up at his house to make breakfast for his girlfriend. His car leaks coolant. He has a pebble in his shoe. His restaurant is on the cusp of being closed down by all sorts of different organizations. He's got pink eye. He's just ruined a marriage. He's a jinx. He was the best man at a wedding. And all the guy wants out of his tragic life is to watch a baseball game in high definition.
And pay full price.
And pay full price, he says. Mm-hmm. And even more than that.
Right.
He's been married twice. He's got alimony. He's got kids.
Now you've made him cry.
Jesus, why do you have to go so far?
When they go out like the Bob Evans, people ask him, what does your daughter want for dinner?
Uh-huh.
When he's sitting there with his girlfriend?
Right.
You're right, Don.
The only thing that makes him happy either comes out of a bottle or comes out of Channel 247 on DirecTV. He's so deep in debt, he's promised his kidneys to the Venetian in Las Vegas. Not even mention the fact he's got a gambling problem that makes his drinking problem look like athlete's foot. He hates his job. He hates the jerks he works with. And all that will make him happy would be to see some guy in the white van, much like the DC sniper used to drive, some guy in a white van who's not going to show up and shoot Mike.
No.
As he often wakes up and says, somebody, please shoot me, because I don't have high def on DirecTV. Think of the countless times this man has made you laugh. Think about when he's been hungover. Yet he's coming and he's been Charlie for you.
Yeah. Oh. Tell me about that.
Think about the migraines this man has suffered.
That's true.
To bring you the joy that is Uncle Cartoon.
Yeah, I think I'm getting one now.
This man's life, friends, it's an ugly puddle.
Friends.
It's a puddle that you would step around on the street. But I ask you, I beg you.
I implore you.
There's got to be some DirecTV guy that will come to Mike's house tomorrow and hook him up Mike has one arm that's longer than the others. He's got a swollen, infected eye. He is impotent. Wow. And he just needs a DirecTV guy to come by.
Sure as hell paying for it right now.
Jesus Christ.
Better get him now.
It's TV.
And he's got diverticulitis and he still eats peanuts all the time.
I like peanuts.
They're good.
They're not good for you, Mike.
I watch them when I'm watching TV. I mean, I eat them when I'm watching TV. I mean, whatever you said. I mean, I'm impotent.
Anyway, he used to be known as the Golden Boy.
Right. Long, long time ago.
Ain't the Golden Boy now. Just three blue toes and a rotten tooth. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for the rotten tooth, Rob. That's good.
Like Steve Buckhantz, he suffers from gout. And all he wants for the years of entertainment is the chance to pay retail for an item that he should rightfully have free of charge.
Amen. Thank you.
Won't you help?
Please.
Thank you very much.
Seriously. Because if not, he's probably going to come to my house tomorrow.
Drunk.
To watch the game in high def.
Drunk in my underwear.
Friends, if you love him, you will help him.
I need help.
Please help him.
I rarely ask.
Come on. There's got to be one of you DirecTV guys out there driving around right now.
Good-looking DirecTV guy in their crisp uniform, ready to jump in and help.
These guys are hard to find.
And hey, guess what?
They're out there.
Baby Carla will be at home.
Hey, whatever works. Odds are, you know, afternoon install. Daddy's at work.
Hi, Def Carla.
Right.
How sad is Mike? Even though he was kidding, he just offered up his girlfriend as a sacrifice.
TV is TV, Don.
To you, the DirecTV installer.
Whatever it takes.
That's imagine.
That's how desperate I am right now.
Climbing into the marital bed of Mike Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Okay, I think I don't need it that bad right now. I think I really don't need it quite that badly. I really
don't. But really, there's someone out there with DirecTV.
The marriage bed, Don.
The marriage bed.
The marriage bed.
The marriage bed.
I don't have a headboard or a footboard. I have a mattress on the floor. That's the truth. I mean, that's a really true statement.
Why don't you have a headboard?
Would you like to know the real answer?
Yes, I would.
Because this is going to fall right into place.
Okay, why?
Because the bed that we brought from the other house,
yeah,
the little tiny footboard was just too high for the remote to work properly on the dish. It didn't work. It was in the way. And I dismantled a bed so that I could operate my remote properly. And that is a true story.
Do you have a queen-size bed?
I have a king-size bed.
Oh, then I can't help you. I'm sorry. I have a frame for a queen-size bed.
I have a frame for a queen-size bed.
Could you just raise the TV a little?
No, because I have that special cabinet that I put my special TV for my special DirecTV in.
The doctors say the operation could save his life if only he had the money.
Where are they? Where are they? I want them now. Where are they?
What if you put them?
They're not calling.
Don't make him beg.
They're not calling.
Don't make him beg.
Where are the DirecTV installers?
You're not playing it right, Mike.
What do you mean? Where are they?
That's it. That's
right. Where are you?
What are you going to do tomorrow night at 7 o'clock or whatever time that game starts if you don't have high def, Mike?
I'm going to go out into the main street in my underwear and just allow myself to be hit by the oncoming traffic.
In the main street?
Right. And I'll be wearing my Red Sox boxers.
Don't do it, Mike.
I think I can fix your remote problem. Do you still have the mirrored ceiling in your bedroom?
No, I don't. Not anymore.
Just aim it to the sky.
There's we the got problem. Somebody for you. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello. What's up?
Yeah, I actually called you guys yesterday. I'm not a DirecTV installer.
Of course you're not.
Oh.
Of course you're not.
Yeah, but I called you guys yesterday about your Xbox taking 2 months, and I just overheard you say that that they're requesting that you send in the hard drive. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
excuse me.
Mike, excuse me. This is my time.
He's been helping.
This is my time because, Mike, as
see,
you know.
No installer calling.
They will.
No installer calling.
They will.
I'm lonely. I only have my friends on Xbox Live.
I know. Okay, I know.
Anyway,
well,
friend.
Well, let me tell you.
You're screwing up my moment here.
Well, they specifically told me do not include the hard drive because they won't be responsible for it if it gets lost or stolen or something like that.
They sent it back to me, dude, and said, do send the hard drive.
Oh. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I don't have my refurbished Xbox back in a week. I am not the golden boy.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it's going to take you a long time to get that back. Good luck.
Okay. All right, dude. Thanks for the call.
But at least I can watch high def TV.
Yeah. And see, my theory, where are they? Where are they hiding?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, this is a great day for Rob A.
Why is that?
Because it is National Domestic Violence Month.
Okay. All right. You know, pal, with all due respect, screw you. All right? I'm trying to get my TV fixed here.
This is not helping much.
This is not helping me right now. I'm sorry. I've tried to be the pathetic guy. Now you know what you got? You got the angry guy. You did it.
You
the
don't
second
want
call,
Look,
you
he's
did
Susie
it.
Susie Green.
You know, really. I'm gonna go Susie Green on you.
Would it help if we played a tape of my wife in honor of the day?
It was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. I love you.
I love you, Carrie.
He didn't mean to.
Kitty cat. Hi there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, I have an idea for you.
Can I be very nice here and calm? An idea is not what I need. What I need is a certified DirecTV installer.
Well, that, sir, is not me.
Right.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Well, he was nice.
You know what I've also heard?
Well,
unlike previous kind of dishes, that it's not exactly a piece of cake to do it yourself.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Don and Mike if they knew that the Golden Boy is gay now because they took pictures of him in stockings.
What?
Could you take the sock out of your mouth?
Socks out of your mouth, please.
Who is this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Oh, Don and Mike. Holy crap. It's you guys.
Hey, what's happening, Jerkoff? I mean, valued customer.
Hey, listen. Hey,
treasured
Don,
listener.
Don, do you know that Golden Boy is gay now? They found him with the pictures with stockings and stuff.
Are you talking about a wrestler, the Golden Boy?
No, Golden Boy, De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Golden Boy.
Are we going to waste time now talking about those pictures of Oscar De La Hoya?
If there could be calls to take us off message. These are the calls.
Don and Mike Show.
He fights on DirecTV a lot.
Yeah, why doesn't he just go to O'Meara's and watch it?
Because I don't have the 5L&B dish at the restaurant either. And it's a TBS game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I can help you with your DirecTV.
Are you an installer?
No, but I got a good idea how to get one.
I thought he was going to say I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. What a crack my ass up.
But what do you mean you have a good idea? Okay, I'm listening now.
Call your drunk driver since he'll probably get fired tonight.
Okay, thank you for the joke. Really, really appreciate
the help. The lack of help. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm a DirecTV installer.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be questioning anybody. Are you really?
No, not really.
Of course you're not.
You called it, Mike.
I knew it.
Sorry.
I knew it.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
How are you? What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a county employee, unfortunately. But, I'm sorry. I feel for you. But I just had to say one thing. It's poor you. Poor you.
Okay. Oh, poor you.
Okay. All right.
Oh, poor you.
That's how everybody's really sensitive to my needs. And these are harder to find than brain surgeons. You'd find a brain surgeon easier.
It's true.
Oh,
don't toy with Mike about this. It's serious.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I guess we failed you, Mike.
Oh, boy, you.
That's how difficult it is.
We failed you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, nope, they're all gone. They're all fakers, Mike.
All gone.
Oh, God. They were all fakers.
I'm really going to cry.
All right, well, get it together. I got something that's going to make you happy, though.
Okay, I want to be happy.
Here you go. This is just for you because you were right about Dwayne Johnson.
This is The Rock kicking it with the refugee camp, and you're about to smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yo, this is strictly a club record dedicated.
Were you aware he had a hit song out?
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, oh, I knew. I have it. I have it at home.
You have this song.
Dwayne Johnson. This is called What The Rock is Cooking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
man.
Yo, 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 I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies.
It doesn't matter.
I got a pocket full of
This is worse than the Shaquille O'Neal song.
It doesn't matter.
What's up, Doc?
It's The Rock who's saying it doesn't matter.
Rio. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
People ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing. Back in the days, it was all about the clubs and so-called thugs used to dance the break.
Yeah.
That guy's retarded.
Hey, unless you bought a champagne like it was their birthday. Me, I used to stand outside, hustling my way. And
this is not even Dwayne Johnson. Oh, yeah, they're singing The Rock.
Mr. Lover, I believe you're the selector.
I love this song.
I'm sorry, that's not as good as I thought it would be.
All right, I'm not happy again.
How about this song? Spotlight on Richard Montgomery High School. They're the high school that called with the most votes for this today, making the most requested song.
We've been counting the gum wrappers all day.
And they go up against the other school tomorrow. It's the school your brother went to.
No,
that's it.
No, the Mark Twain School.
Who will win?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was going to tell Mike that he could come over to my house because I have DirecTV with HD to watch the game, and I'm a big Red Sox fan.
You have the new one?
Yeah.
The new 5 LED
you get
dish?
The TBS and high def?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll be right over.
All right, see you later. Well, Mike, I bet something happens for you during the commercial break.
I sure hope so, Don.
I bet it does.
Hey, but thank you. You gave it your best shot.
Catch a smack in your left ear. Light up like Vegas.
I thank you. And Dwayne Johnson. Excuse me. Dwayne Johnson. Thanks. Dwayne.
How did Dwayne Newton do last night on Dancing with the Stars? He got the lowest vote.
That's not right.
We'll talk about that and much more. But first, this is Today on NBC. No, we need the sad NBC music.
Oh, for a transition.
We're going to go to break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? Hi there.
Echo Man.
Hey, man, the way to get rid of them crows, man, is to poison some cornbread.
Hey, crows. Well, more idiot callers, and Mike O'Mara still without his high def for the Red Sox game.
I'm screwed. But first, this is Today on NBC. Ann Curry would get it done.
Oh, she sure would.
Get her done, Ann Curry.
We used to have some Ann Curry tapes there, but they're gone.
Super sad voice Ann
they're
Curry.
They're gone. Oh, they were replaced by the Hillary tapes. She's evil. Good.
Evil incarnate.
Oh, that's good. Okay, we got
to
go.
Meantime, if you've got a kid in your house, you got to get to the TV set now. If you're, of course, if I'm saying that, you probably aren't at the TV set now, but get the kid to the TV set now. Okay,
what?
Because we've got, let me help you out here, the stars of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, let me help you out.
They're here. They're here. Look at that. Look at them outside. I'm already signing signatures. Because, and they're going to be performing, one of them.
And there's
right?
Drake Bell.
In
He's
fact, performing live in our studio.
In fact.
This is very cool. My kids love these boys.
I know, my kids do too. In fact,
yeah.
they're already
Young
here.
Young men.
That's right.
Yes.
They're already here at the TV. In fact, I just learned an interesting fact
what
to
is,
know and tell.
What?
Drake's mom is a professional world champion billiards player.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty, we're going to find out about that coming up, I guess, too. What about the weather?
God. Wow, that's a pretty...
That's a pretty... Well, we're going
to
hello.
That bitch! Right. Okay, we'll come right back, everybody.
I like rape.
Oh my God. That's not right. That's what a horrible thing to say.
I actually did it.
Why do you favor rape?
Larry! Hit the wrong tape. What the freak?
What the bleep happened here?
Right, sorry about that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.